You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
South African survivor specialist Alexa and Robert are back. We are back for the third podcast in a row this evening, as promised, for the third week in a row. Robert and I have not done this on Mondays, so we're sorry for pitching that originally. Oops. We're going to try to get there eventually. This week was not that week. Robert, hi. Thanks for coming back. Your hair is longer than it was last week.
It feels like it was longer than it was this morning. I don't know what's up with it.
Yeah, we were talking about... you know, Robert's learning how to pull his hair back.
I can't do it yet. I still have like little things that like pop out on the sides, but I think in like another month will be good. So
if you can like get to the finale of this with your hair pulled back, I think that'll be a good, like,
that's a big achievement. That's a big, yeah, we can do that.
I think we can, we have like what, 15?
We have episodes? A lot of episodes left. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot, which is actually really daunting. But
let's not think about that. Let's just enjoy it.
Let's talk about this episode, which was, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was
really fun. Yeah.
That we'll talk about I guess it was a reward challenge. I genuinely don't even know what they win. They win comfort.
Comfort, yes.
This situation with finding the idol, that took the exhilaration of one person hunting for an idol to the nth degree, because everybody knew what was going on.
Yeah, it was insane. We saw them, like, one, they like rafted in, which was just so funny. Like, so all right, funny. Guys, it's like how in the original season of Survivor, they like actually had them walk to tribal council, but then they're like, this is dumb. They're like, yeah, you gotta raft in and just like tire yourselves out before you go into this.
Exactly. And they definitely do that. So it's like, hey, wink, wink, like, those platforms were kind of at eye level, if not a little higher. So those boxes that the idols were in, or whatever was holding the idols, like, those were like on line with someone's face. So I feel like they really put a lot of effort into making sure that people could figure this thing out.
Which is just so funny.
So funny. Real quick before this goes down. Let's start with Luzon. For some reason, Tom is next level pissed at Ace. And I feel like we got a totally different Tom from kind of the like Papa Bear guy that we saw at the beginning. He is really, really mad. He's doing the loyalty thing. And Ace is doing a very poor job of trying to explain it. And it's really just a complete disaster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, you have episode one where Ace saves Tom because Tom is a nice person. And then episode two where Ace betrays Tom for no reason.
Yes. And Ace like doesn't really, the no reason thing, which we kind of talked about last week, we're like, okay, I guess this kind of works. And it was really clear that there wasn't a very like obvious gold star for why he should have gone to the other side, because he can't really explain why he flipped. And, you know, Annalise is like, okay, we're at a 4-4 tie. Like, what benefit do you have by flipping? And Ace really just completely bungles the response.
Yeah. And it's, I don't think it's obviously not the best response from Ace. I think if you're going to flip, you need like maybe a little bit more of a reason to be able to comfort somebody. But Ace didn't do a really good job there.
He did not. And Logan, I'm going to pronounce your last name incorrectly, so I just won't say it. Logan comments here, Ace is a nut, but a good kind of nut, which is the best comment we've ever gotten.
Like a cashew.
Yeah. Do you like cashews?
I love cashews. What are you talking about?
I don't feel one way or another about cashews. Okay, I think in the grand scheme of nuts, I think almonds are pretty high up there, and salted peanuts.
Okay, well, we can Anyway. I don't agree with you. We're not the nut specialists. We're specialists.
Nut specialists Alexa and Robin are to talk about the fourth episode of South African Survivor. Yeah. One thing I noticed, I don't know if you got this, but Tom wanted cold revenge. He was like, revenge is a dish that's best served cold. And I was like, I don't think that's what it is. Isn't it hot or sweet?
No, it's cold. Yeah.
It's not that's, sweet revenge.
I mean, it can be sweet and cold. Those are like two different parts of a dish.
Yeah, it's ice cream. Yeah.
It's ice cream. Yeah.
I don't know.
Revenge is ice cream.
I think maybe he just like, I didn't relate to how he delivered it. I was like, that sounds weird, but maybe that's it.
Have you literally never heard revenge is a dish best served cold?
No, I don't think I have.
I've heard it in other ways. So many times.
I thought I've heard it as hot, but I don't know. Maybe not enough people have said it to me. I'm going to have to do a little more research there. And then over on the Mindanao tribe, PK is coming in really hot and he's just asking every single girl if they're in an all-girl alliance, which I feel like is a bad strategy.
Yeah. Well, we had the one confessional where he was like talking to someone being like, yeah, I'm going to see if like they'll tell me if they're in an all-girls like alliance or not. And I'm like, oh, sick. Good job, PK. And then someone was like, yeah, he's doing it to everyone. And I'm like, oh, that's like, bad.
Okay. That's you tried to be discreet and you're really not being discreet. You're
really terrible at it. Yeah.
So we get to tree mail and I know like I get so excited whenever anything old school happens, but they're obviously reading the tree mail out loud on both tribes to set off the fire alarms for, I guess, Werner and Palesa. So they know, okay, it is balance time. I'm going to find this idol. And presently, I believe those are obviously the only two people who have clues. I think they're the only people who know what the clue is. Because I know Palesa had told her alliance. I don't know if she told them exactly what it was.
Yeah, I think someone said... Maybe it was on the Luzon tribe, but they said it was, oh, it's an idol clue. That's what I remember hearing.
Right. So we walk into this reward challenge and there are 16 people in this game. We enter with two people knowing about this situation that we're about to walk into. I want to figure out how many people walk out being aware because that number like quadrupled.
Keep going.
No, I'm just saying, so like Nico talks and literally nobody's listening, myself included. Like I didn't even like, they were playing for comfort, tarps, pillows, whole shebang. What do you think? What do you think about this? Talk me through it.
It was so funny that like we have people like who was talking about it on the Luzon tribe. And then Tom overheard them. Was it, I don't remember who it was, but like two people were talking and they're like, hey, we got to see this. We got to get this idol clue. And then someone's like overhearing them and they're like, oh, they know about this. I need to go get it. And it's like, this is something that you keep to yourself because like, you're close enough that like, if you whisper, someone else is going to overhear you. And I think that's what, on whichever side it was, like, that's what caused it to get so chaotic, is because now people can just overhear that there's an idol. Oh my God, we got to go get it. And also the fact that like, instead of like, I mean, we've seen in the other challenges. Oh, there's an echo.
Okay, then I'm gonna fix it. I tried to fix it, but I think I made it worse.
Yeah, I think you made it worse.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, we're back. Okay, yeah, we're back. Okay, cool. In other challenges with idols live, by the way. We've seen in other challenges with idols, like we saw Troizen and Game Changers like pretend to collapse on the challenge and then like find his way to get the idol. And there's other discreet and funny ways that people have gotten idols, but here it's just like, all right, I'm gonna jump in, like, who cares? Which is just so funny. And I think it was Werner on one side where he jumped in, and then they did like the slow motion thing again where it's like him slow motion jumping into the water to get the idol clue. And it's just like, this is insane. I love it.
It's so insane. And I think he does the right thing. And we see Palesa do it the first time too. Like they're just looking, they hear anybody talk and they're like, I'm just going to jump and take it, because we're already at the point where people know what it is. And the discretion factor just isn't even important anymore. So for Werner to just jump down and like grab it, I think that's completely the right thing to do.
Yeah. And I do want to say that overall, I think this episode is really good as like, it's a good roadmap for what to do with like idols just in general in Survivor. Like, because so we see Werner after the challenge, he gets the idol and he says, this idol is not for me. This is for the tribe. This is for when we get to the merge. I think that's a really good way to like, because we see other public idols and people are like, oh, like now you have a threat on a target on your back. You're a threat because you have an idol and people need to get rid of that. But if you say we are keeping this as a tribe for when we get to the merge, then now it's a community thing. Now it's like, if you want a bag of rice for the tribe, it is still kind of tricky because you still technically own the idol, but we don't need to go into that. You know, if you're keeping it for other people, you know.
Yeah. And I think like, it's one of those things where like, whether or not it's bullshit, like, I doubt he would use that to help John, for example. But I think to just be like, okay, I got this. And I think John is one of the people who saw it. She tells Stacy, like, the word is spreading like wildfire. So for him to get it and then just say like, hey guys, this is for everyone. I mean, I doubt everybody actually believes that, but that's really just his only option and it's the only way to get the target off his back. And I actually think him saying that completely takes his neck off the chopping block because
You
know, this group hates each other so much that, you know, he's probably their favorite person. So I think just saying like, hey, I have the idol, there's no sneakiness, nothing to worry about, I think that automatically just gets his name out of contention.
Yeah, I agree. I also want to say that Palesa, I also thought handled it very well. Like, instead of having a target that you need to remove, just recognize that someone else is going to have a target on their back, right? Both tribes now know what's going on. Both tribes probably know that the other person, the other tribe has to deal with this too. And if you just pretend not to know about the idol and find out about it later, even if you knew about it before, now you don't have a target on your back. And now you aren't risking going out, getting voted out and going home.
Yeah. What sucks for her is that she doesn't get it.
That is true. That is pretty bad.
That was so tough. And she is like, you see her, she's just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And Tom points at Shanae and keeps pointing at her foot. And she's like, what's wrong with my foot? And figures it out. She ends up grabbing it. And I want your thoughts once we're done with this. He claims this belongs to him. And again, this really sucks for Palesa because they actually didn't even know about this clue and they still got this idol.
Yeah, I mean, I think technically whoever grabs the idol gets it.
Completely. So
I would say it's Shanae's.
I am shocked that, I mean, I guess they're just so desperate that, or they're just, you know, they're close alliance members and it's probably a fight not worth having right now, but she just gives it to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I don't know what I would do in that situation. Because it's like, yeah, it's
say yes.
I feel like you do too. Because like, yeah, it you found it, but you don't want to burn that. There's no reason for you to burn a bridge like that so early, right?
Right, and especially when you don't have a lot of options. You are at a 4-4 tie right now. You did just lose your person advantage,
right?
And I think clearly pissing off Tom is not something that is to be desired considering how much he just freaked out at Ace. And he did say, this is a group idol, but I would literally burn it to get rid of Ace, which I think is insane.
Well, okay. So I agree, but I do think that I did have some realizations about idols, which is why I think this episode is so good for like teaching people about idols.
Okay, let's hear it. So
there's always the question with Survivor immunity idols is it better would you rather get voted out and not play it, or would you rather play it and not need to, right? And so the flashy thing is to do the Kelly Wentworth thing where you play an immunity idol and you block 9 votes and that prevents you from going home. So the idea is that you want to play immunity idols that prevent you from going home. But what if, hypothetically, you're in a position where you have an immunity idol, and if you play it tonight, you can guarantee a move that will mean that you are never at risk for the rest of the game. Not flashy, but it gets you, you know, it gets you where you want in the game. And that's further in the game. And maybe that isn't getting you further in the game by preventing you from getting voted out. But if you can guarantee some sort of strategic move, like guarantee that this wild card ace gets removed from the game,
you know, then you have, maybe you just always have the numbers from then on. You can begong the other tribe.
Yeah.
I think it's a good strategic idea. I do think that going after Ace just for revenge is bad though. But I had like a weird realization moment there.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're like, both situations are right. Like, I don't think he's thinking that far ahead, but I think you're right that sometimes like it is worth it to just kind of like unite behind the common enemy and maybe even reach across the aisle and say like, hey, to the other alliance, let's just collectively, it's like voting out the swing vote kind of thing.
Right.
That's sort
right.
of what the concept is. He just doesn't feel like as much of a swing vote.
Yeah. And it's also more of a emotional decision than a strategic decision here.
Oh, totally.
So anyways,
but I think just like going back to this in general, I think it is awesome that there were two of these. I think if there was one, I think that would still be really fun. But having two of these created just two side by side instances of both.
So much chaos.
Like everybody knew. I think everybody on the Mindanao tribe at that point knew, because I knew like all the girls, Martinez knew. It was just like PK, we didn't get his direct reaction, but right. I assume he knew. Or Tevin. I know Tevin will probably have thoughts on it. And then the Luzon tribe, which is super divided. So I think it was really good. I think it was great to have it in such a like easy to spot location, because I think they told, you know, the people who were done, when you're done, make sure to sit in this section because everyone's going to be looking that way. Right. You know, with the one within the Troizan idols, nobody would have even possibly found that if they didn't have reason to find it. So I think putting it in a generally accessible way, you know, generally accessible place made it a lot easier. And I also think like not, you know, this goes back to my whole thing about like trusting your cast. There weren't like 15 clues that went out and everyone figured this out on the fly. So I think that really just made for an awesome TV moment.
Right. The only thing that I kind of don't like about it is that it invalidates the clues that that Werner and Palesa got.
You're
where
right.
It's like, oh, you have this special information, but now it's just like everybody knows anyways, so it doesn't matter that you know what's going on.
Right. They just knew first, and it really only worked out for one of them.
Right.
So I guess, you know, I guess it kind of forces you to be aggressive because Palesa was, you know, obviously taking a different approach and that didn't end up working out for her. But I do think you're right that they're like, why did they even need the advantage? It's almost like Nico could have said, one thing that could have been cool is if Nico says in the premiere where he says this episode, like in one of the next three reward challenges, there will be an idol or there will be an advantage.
That would be cool.
That would be cool because you still have to do the challenge because maybe it's not in that challenge, but you still have people kind of looking around. I think
or just in general, like now that Survivor contestants know that you can find idols at camp and on the island, what if you just now from now on, you can just, there's idols at challenges.
Yeah. And just so have it standard.
Yeah. And so you could be like, oh, do I want to like help solve this puzzle or do I want to like literally stop doing the challenge in order to, I mean, cause you already have to make that payoff anyways, when you like, don't like, you're not helping around camp. You're not around other people building social connections right now. You're not helping with the challenges, but like, is that important enough to you to get an idol? Like, I think that'd be a cool twist.
Yeah. I really like that. Those are two. Cause I think most people enjoy the challenge idols. So I think like both of these are ways to obviously keep the challenges relevant, but not make it, you know, just make it a little bit more difficult and create a lot of good moments out of it.
Right. Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But overall, I did like the dual idol challenge thing. And everyone's just like, oh my God, the idols. And they were freaking out. It was really good.
Yeah. And it was good that it, you know, it was like an easy reward. Obviously it wasn't one that was like super complex, right. Or obstacle course oriented.
I like that one. The one where you have to pass by each other.
It's a great one because it always forces people who hate each other to hug each other. And I think that's like,
very intimate so hugging.
Yeah. It's like, I will fall if you don't hug me.
Yeah.
It also felt like the logs were more difficult to walk on than usual, but I don't know if I was just reading into it.
I did notice the shoes this time because they did do a close-up of how similar everyone's shoes are.
Very weird. Yeah.
Very weird.
What else do we have here? So we go over to the Mindanao tribe and we've already talked about, you know, this being a public idol. I feel like we need to have a weekly bit of just like Katinka being confused or doing something confusing. She was shocked that there was an idol. Like she had no clue what was going on.
Great TV.
So good. She is a gem and she hasn't even done anything. Also, the idol looks sick.
It's like a little chess piece or something. Yeah. I don't know. I like it how it's not a necklace. I like these idols. These like the immunity idol and the tribal immunity like are so cool.
They both look incredibly cool. So at this point, we get to a very odd scenario where the concept of throwing a challenge is brought up. But we have like three different operating alliances that are all wanting to throw a challenge, but for really different reasons. And I think, you know, with this Women's Alliance, like didn't even have the chance to start. And then they automatically kind of got decimated to the point where it's really just John and Stacey Lee who are on the outs. Katinka is doing her thing and everybody else. I think, you know, your girl, Tony, Mariska, I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Mariska, yeah.
They kind of end up going with this larger guy group. So it's really just like a big group minus those two. For some reason, John and Stacey still want to throw the challenge because they think that everyone still wants to vote out Martinez. I am confused how they get to there even before the immunity challenge because they are talking to each other about how they get weird vibes from everybody else.
Right. I just think, I mean, in general, throwing a challenge just seems like so not a good idea unless in like, I mean, there are circumstances, but like overall, like why would you agree to this?
Right. And there's not, obviously, like everyone's chemistry is really off and everyone's vibes are really off. But I feel like you really only throw a challenge when it's everyone versus one. And I know that Stacey and John believed that was the case with Martinez, but they themselves were saying that they're on the outs. So I really feel like that shouldn't be recommended.
I feel like I feel like if you're on the outs, but like there still is like the one person you think you're going to vote out. It's like, it's kind of like the reverse meat shield thing where it's like, all right, we're getting low on the totem pole. We got to make sure that like, you know, we're not swept away before, you know, too many votes get voted out. Right. So at that point you just want the tribal immunity.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, before we get to the immunity challenge, the girls / just Stacey and John in their mind, they are throwing this to get rid of Martinez.
Right.
Everybody else is throwing this to get rid of Jean. And that is where we are walking into this immunity challenge.
Right.
So that being said, so we get to the immunity challenge. And this is one where it's yet another obstacle course, but you do have the option to take shortcuts if that adds pieces to your puzzle.
I really liked that because you could just be like, shortcuts all day and just go to the puzzle and hope you that the head start on the puzzle really helps you out. Or, you know, take your time. Take your time, have less puzzle pieces to do and hope that you can beat them on the puzzle, which I think is just a cool strategic decision you have to make of whether you want to do like a physical thing or if you want to do a puzzle.
I think so too. And I couldn't, obviously they were throwing the challenge, so I couldn't get a great gauge on the time difference between like how long it would take a normal group.
That's so funny. Yeah. They were throwing the challenge, so we don't know if it's good or not.
So in my head, like I think because I am probably, that didn't seem like an extremely difficult puzzle. I would probably take all the shortcuts and add the pieces, but 30 pieces is a lot. So
yeah, I feel like you would go and you would try every like all the obstacles once, or I guess both of them. And if there's like one person who can't do it like the first or second try, you just like cut the loss, take the pieces, and move on.
Yeah,
like, I think you at least got to try give the physical part a try. So
yeah, that's true. That being said, we again have absolutely no idea which would have worked. It's, you know, it's not super obvious that they're throwing it until you get to the puzzle part where everyone is just like completely useless.
Oh, yeah.
And Luzon like knew that they were winning like three pieces in. They like, I feel like, I don't know if they knew they were throwing it, but I feel like they, you know, they started clapping really loudly once they got like their fourth or fifth piece in.
Yeah, we had a ace kiss Tom on the cheek, or not ace, the other guy. I don't know his name.
PK? No.
PK. Oh, I feel so terrible.
Crack. Boosie?
Yeah, Boosie.
Yes. Yeah. I know. He smushed Tom on the cheek. I was like, all right, we're all friends.
So, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. And I know that. That
they weren't even done with the puzzle.
Yeah. They won the reward challenge, which, like, again, is not something that's really talked about in the reward challenge. But for them to win those two back to back, I think that is just huge from a morale standpoint.
Very good for morale. Yeah.
And even though they're, you know, like, Ace is kind of public enemy number one, I feel like they're all still generally like each other, versus Mindanao, they've won so much and they hate each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mindanao, this is the explosion that we wanted. And yeah. Luzon finally gets a little bit of reprieve, even though we can't make the joke anymore. But I think it's for their sake that they win.
And Mindanao, someone on their tribe actually directly said, at least it looked legit, which I don't know who said it.
I don't think so. I do not think that's a true statement.
I was like, I don't think it looked that way. But, and also you saying it out loud definitely can't make it the case. So Luzon ends up winning. They finally get a break from tribal council. And we go back to this Mindanao tribe, and it is a complete mess. Let's look at what I have here. So we're sort of, you know, we're kind of back to the same point where Jean is in trouble and doesn't seem to really know it. And she thinks that every single person is going to vote out Martinez. Mm-hmm. We then have Stacy coming out of the clouds saying that she doesn't feel good and she is ready to go home.
That was so funny. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm not feeling good. Can we send me home? And it's like, what? Like,
she was like,
why?
Like, I'm not having fun. It's like, no, you can't go home. That's stupid.
Yeah. Like, what, why? And there was that scene afterwards where the guys were like, there's no way she's faking it, which was so funny.
That was hilarious. Yeah. And again, like, John, like, really genuinely believes that, like, Martinez is still going home. She ends up speaking. I think she ends up telling all of the girls, like, hey, it's actually like Stacy wants to go home. What do you think about that? And it's Mariska who runs off and tells the boys, and they, like, they don't believe it. Like, they don't, right. They don't buy what Stacy is saying, even though it's actually very true.
And Martinez was like, I was sick day one and everyone knew about it. It's not just like, oh, it suddenly happens. Right.
Yeah. And I think, like, there's a very clear difference between being sick and, like, just being exhausted or being bored or not having a good experience. So it really just seemed to come out of nowhere. Maybe she knew the writing was on the wall. And I think that is ultimately what went, you know, how this group made the final decision with voting out Stacy rather than John. Obviously this tribal council is a little bit crazy, but I think if the thought process is we have two people who are on the outs, one of which claims to not be having any fun and claiming to not feeling well. It's, even though Jean is more dangerous, I think it's still smart to get rid of Stacy, because then Stacy might quit. And then you are down two bodies really quickly.
Yeah. Like, if you really, it is so important in the tribal stage to, like, not lose numbers, because if you start losing challenges, it can snowball downhill so fast, and then you just lose.
Yeah. So we get to tribal council, and there is a, like, huge miscommunication that goes on that I think I don't really understand either. You know, they get to tribal council and Nico's like, oh, well, what happened at the challenge? And Mariska immediately is like, yeah, we threw it. Like, I love when the host is like, well, how do you think that went? Even though they know exactly how it
went. Right. And it was so funny when Stacey Lee or someone commented, oh, we threw because Stacey Lee was feeling bad and she wants to leave. And it's like, what? Like, yeah. Why? This never happens.
Yeah. And that's also, like, not really why you guys threw it. Like, everyone threw this for, like, 9 different reasons. Tevin then, like, kind of outs Stacey and he's like, well, she wants to go. And it's Stacy. And this is the part where I get a little bit lost. I don't know how closely you were following the tribal council, but a part of the group, specifically Werner and Martinez, they are speaking to Nico as if Martinez was supposed to go home. And it's, you know, Martinez, like, you know, thank. Yeah, I'm so thankful that, like, Stacy wants to go home. I cannot tell if Martinez is playing a part or not. I feel like he is.
Do you remember who he voted for? I guess it was either him or Stacy Lee, right? So he probably voted for Stacy Lee.
No, so this is, I'm very confused by the voting because Martinez voted for Werner.
Oh, it was Werner. Yeah. Oh my God.
So I think he took what Werner was saying like too personally, and right. maybe Werner like oversold it, but I couldn't tell because they were all doing, you know, like talking in circles the way they do at tribal councils. So I was really, really,
I was just so out. Surprised why Werner got votes, you know?
Yeah, he got Martinez and Stacey Lee's votes. PK is the only person who voted for John. And then Tevin, John, Werner, Tony, and Katinka voted for Stacey.
Right.
So I was really, really confused.
I got the Stacey Lee votes. I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. She's sick. Who cares? We'll vote her out. And then it's like Werner got votes. And then like PK is just like, oh, John. It's like, are you going to choose a side or are you just going to not vote for anybody? So it was just so strange.
It was really strange. And, you know, I had written down who I assumed voted for who. And then when I watched the credits, I was like, oh, I'm wrong. Like five different ways here.
Yeah, very weird.
Super weird. And I think where it gets lost is like there's talk of a fake alliance. And I think that's where maybe Werner was really playing the part. And Martinez was like, oh, my God, there's a fake alliance. And it wasn't real, like Werner right, was just saying right. that to make it seem like that. Because I think you see Mariska and Werner exchange this look of just like, what the hell is going on? Like, why are they arguing? Maybe he actually thought he was going to go home at that point. I really don't know. I was very confused.
Yeah, I don't think they really gave us enough to understand like why all this stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that gets explained in the next episode, but who knows? Because it's a swap, so we might not get that dynamic.
It is a swap. I'm glad that I actually watched the
preview time.
So we'll, you know, this is going to be a huge change. We only have, you know, three people who are voted out at this point. Who do you think is in trouble?
Are they swapping to three? Because it was 18 and we got rid of three, which means we're at 15. So unless they do the weird, like you go to exile for a day or something, right?
Yeah. Is it
three tribes? Three tribes of five, though? Like, that's also strange.
I know. That's so tight. I don't know. I don't love that. I guess let's assume that's the case.
Or who knows? Maybe it's just an uneven tribes.
Yeah.
Like, this is the Wild West out here. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, do you think about the Marquesas tribe swap, and they swapped like 7-4, 7-4. It was just, like, really kind of weird.
Yeah.
So who do you think... Like, who do you think has the least definitive allies versus who do you think could potentially be the safest no matter how this swaps out?
Well, I think John is still on the outs of her original tribe. So depending on if it's like a situation where like the tribes basically don't swap and she's still on the same tribe, she's probably still in trouble. If she's with more of the Luzon people, then she probably, you know, has a good saving grace from the game. I guess it's hard to find, I think it's hard to figure out who would benefit immensely from a swap. I think it's basically like you're in danger and either you're going to keep being in danger or you're not. But if you're like in power, it's like, who knows if the people you get swapped with are still going to keep up that power structure. So
yeah,
I think that's hard.
Cause I think of somebody like Ace, who's like technically in a position of power. I think come a swap, I think even the people who voted with him last week, I don't necessarily think that they would, you know, die on a hill for him. And I think he's someone who can't really defend his actions very well. So really, no matter what side he's on, if somebody throws his name out, I don't really know how he'd be able to recover from that.
Yeah, unless we get like an Amber All-Stars thing where it's just Ace moving over to Mindanao or something and he's with all the people and he can do, oh, that'll be so funny where he does the same thing again where he like is the tie-breaking vote and then like flips on them the next episode to go to the tribe he originally betrayed. That would be so funny. He betrays literally everybody.
Ace and Amber Mariano truly are the same people.
They're the same person. We just need Ace's Rob, I guess.
We just need whoever Ace's Rob is. Yeah, I think you're right. And I think, you know, I think of a player like Werner or Tevin. He's actually really growing on me. You know, Palisa, I think, is still, you know, I think she's a level-headed player. I think really the two people who are still just in real trouble no matter what happens would be both Jean and Ace.
Yeah, I think they're in the most in trouble unless they just like magically they just swap tribes with each other and it's new people. Then they're fine, but they really need a good swap. So
yeah, I think so. So yeah, that's gonna be fun. We had our first like huge major twist that we have never seen before. It feels really good to be on the other side of the ambulance rather than having the ambulance behind me. It feels great to hear it and not be the one involved in it. Just gotta say,
because I do kind of live near a hospital. So
oh yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
I completely forget what I was saying. Oh, it just felt like, you know, this is a season that everyone was really hyping up. I feel like we got our first episode that was just really entertaining and like, again, not always the best strategy. I feel like the entire
Wild West of Survivor, Alexa.
I love the Wild West.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. I love the challenge idol situation. I love how much Mindanao hates each other and that they all threw a challenge to get rid of different people. Absolutely love that.
It's so fun. And we got the rock draw last episode, which was just hilarious.
Yeah, like a real live rock draw, which is psychotic. So living up to the insanity hype. Anything insanity else you have for us, Robert?
There is nothing else I had. I just wanted to talk about Idols and Survivor, and it was a good episode. I'm again excited to see what the swap is. Maybe they'll do some weird swap stuff. Who knows? This is crazy. So excited to see what happens.
Really, really excited. So ideally, or possibly, we will have this podcast next Monday. But
yeah,
we're genuinely not.
We're 0-3. We're gonna try to bring it back because that's what we said.
We're trying to, you know, like. We have a bunch of content coming out, you know, on Tuesdays. Phil and I are doing classic Survivor episodes. Next week, we are doing Girls Gone Wilder from Survivor Amazon, which is something that I said in front of Andrew Savage today, which felt incredibly uncomfortable. That is when Heidi and Jenna strategically work their way into getting some chocolate and peanut butter.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yes. They put their strategic brains to the test and do that. And then Phil and John have continued on with their movie podcast on Tuesdays. So ideally we'll do this on Monday so that you get Monday, you get two on Tuesday, and then Wednesdays you get the challenge. But Robert and I like to make your lives difficult and just,
yeah, I will give Alexa, it was my fault this week. So it's 2-1. Alexa is the cause of all three, but you know, just saying
right now. Yeah. Right now I am still winning in terms of the one throw, or I'm losing technically as the one who has thrown off.
Well, actually, I think the viewers are losing because we're just messing up their schedules. Sorry,
the
guys.
Viewers are the real losers here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will be back at some point early next week for you. You guys know where to find us on Patreon, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. Robert, as always, thank you for coming on. Next week, he might be in a man bun. Tune in to find out. Bye.
Bye.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.